Phoenix Audio presents
Irish Lace by Andrew M. Greeley. "Darn it, Michael," Nuala screamed on Sunday afternoon as she dug her fingers into my arm. "Turn off here. There's terrible things happening. Men dying everywhere." I had been listening to the 5 o'clock radio news, another art gallery robbery in the River North area, this time at the Thalberg Gallery at Erie and Orleans. Third robbery this month, police were speculating that the robbery might be linked to the opening of the Monet exhibit at the Art Institute. What nonsense. I turned off the radio and left Lakeshore Drive at 31st Street as I had been instructed. Nuala Ann McGrail is fey, or psychic, depending on your perspective. She would rather say simply that she sees things. She is a holdover, albeit a gorgeous one, from the mists and myths of Celtic antiquity, a woman who in olden times would have been honored as a seer, a prophetess, even a minor goddess, or perhaps burned as a witch. Now she's an accountant. She is not fey often, at least not as far as I know. When she is in one of those, what should I call them, conditions, I take her seriously. Usually it means that we are going to be involved in solving a mystery from the past, and maybe one in the present, too. I use the term we loosely. Nuala is not only fey, she is also a detective. She buried her head against my chest.
"Make them stop it, damn it, Michael! Make them stop it!"
I put an arm around her. Always a pleasant experience. "It will be all right, Nuala. Just hang on to me." We turned into the Lake Meadows housing development, one of the first integrated middle and upper middle class rental.